This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. A lot of businesses were deeply affected by those crazy winter storms they had in Texas back in February, and a major one was tree growers. The deep freeze killed so many plants across the state. There's a lot of demand, but tree growers' trees froze too. So there aren't enough trees to replace the ones that died in people's yards. Marketplace's Andy Euler reports this supply shortage is going to be felt for years.
Simmons Oak Farms sits on about 120 acres just outside of Harlingen on the Texas-Mexico border. It's where I meet up with Audrey Hooks. She and her mom run the family operation. We walk through fields of trees and plants of all sizes. They got agave in 1 gallon pots in the nursery, huge yucca and live oaks in a field next door, and rows of palm trees.
So this is a queen palm. You can see the green coming out the center. That's how you know they're still alive. But we're not going to market this because we want another head to grow so we can cut off all the brown and it looks good.
Basic quality control. But her customers don't want to hear that.
We have people calling every day asking for these because they died in their yard and they just want to replace with what they had before.
People like Robert Burke. He runs Mission Landscape Supplies in San Antonio. He buys a lot of plants from Hooks, but he's not calling about replacing the tree outside his house. He's a wholesaler.
Almost like a distribution center, kind of like a large commercial operation where we bring it in and sell it.
He says these last couple of months have been unreal because right now everyone, homeowners, city parks, schools, businesses, everyone needs plants and trees.
I mean, we're busier now than we've ever been ever. But at the same time, we struggle to find material. I mean, we bring it in and it goes out the door.
Amy Graham is president and CEO of the Texas Nursery and Landscape Association. She says her industry is tied directly to the housing market. And the housing market in Texas was booming well before Winter Storm Uri.
Our growers were already increasing the total numbers that they were growing for this year anyway. But Storm Uri comes, and it's just like, oh my goodness, here we go.
She says Texans that need trees for projects on a tight deadline are importing them from Florida, Georgia, and California. But trucking them in adds significant cost. And because trees take years to grow before she can sell them, Audrey Hooks at Simmons Oak Farms in Harlingen says for her business, the light at the end of the tunnel is a ways away.
When you have a freeze like this, that impacts every house in Texas, every business in Texas, and every grower in Texas. We're going to have a shortage for multiple years to come.
She's just hopeful her business will be able to weather the wait, and that demand for landscape trees is just as strong when inventory gets back to normal. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.